I am Patrick Fitzsimmons, the mayor of Weaverville.
You have a long professional career before you became mayor. You work for Mountain BizWorks. You work for Red Cross of North Carolina, of Western North Carolina. So what from those positions, I guess, and from your professional career, do you bring to being mayor of Weaverville?
Well, luckily, I've been involved with some large nonprofits over my career. And so I think having just good general managerial experience, having financial aptitude, able to manage finances as well, are all things that I can help bring to the town. Also, just having a lot of experience leading organizations and managing people, I think allows me to understand the citizens of Weaverville better, able to communicate effectively with them.
We're in nonprofit world over here too, so tell us the difference between nonprofit world and local government as you've seen it so far.
Well, I can tell you, I have had opportunities to manage finances for both businesses and nonprofits, but government accounting is way different. It's a much more complicated animal, I can tell you. But the basics are still the same. How do you manage income over expenses is still the same kind of work, even though the details may be different.
So why did you want to get into local government? Why did you want to become the mayor of Weaverville?
Because I've lived in Weaverville now for 17 years, and it's a wonderful place to be. And I just have a knack for getting engaged with things that I appreciate or things that I love. And so I got engaged a few years ago by getting on town council. And then I think finally just progressing into the mayorship seemed like a natural progression to me. I feel that I'm a good advocate for my hometown, and I feel that I represent the people well. And I'm just always the kind of guy who gets engaged in things.
Well, we'll let you advocate for Weaverville right now. What is your favorite thing about the town? What's one thing you'd like to talk up to people there and to people who don't live in Weaverville? What's the big thing you'd like to talk up?
Weaverville, although is close proximity to downtown Asheville, is actually a very distinct town of itself. It has a great small town atmosphere, even though it's very bustling at this time. So we got the best of both worlds: small town atmosphere, close proximity to the city. We're becoming a tourist destination in its own right, and it's a great place to live with a population of people who are just really good folks.
So what are some of the things you want to tackle as mayor? What would be maybe the number one challenge or issue that you see right now facing Weaverville that you would like to tackle in your new position?
The smart management of growth and development is our biggest issue. We are lucky, actually, that we have become so popular and everyone wants to retire and move to North Buncombe County. So that's a good problem to have, but it also means that housing prices are skyrocketing. There's not enough housing. Roads are getting more crowded. All the same problems that we're experiencing in many places in West North Carolina, we're certainly experiencing in Weaverville as well. Everything from a lack of affordable housing to increased traffic problems. And development's not stopping. We had a town council meeting just last night where we were confronted with yet another permit request for another apartment complex, which is fine. It's good. But we currently have over 700 apartments under construction in Weaverville already. So how do we manage that smart growth so that we are accommodating newcomers and building a strong local economy while at the same time preserving the atmosphere that everyone loves about their hometown in Weaverville? That's our biggest problem. And then as a side note to that, we have been considering expanding our water treatment plant because, we're using up our capacity already and growth is still happening. We like the idea of having our own water plant. It gives us, we're able to control our own destiny a little bit and also to influence where development happens. But the cost of a new water plant is very expensive. And so trying to balance those things all out is important work that council has before it in the near future.
We're talking to mayors from all around the region that were just elected this year. Your town and you are the one that is closest to the city of Asheville. So how do you view that relationship? How do you view how Asheville is impacting a lot of places in the region, if not all of it? But you're the one that might be closest to it, at least geographically. So how do you think that fits into the things that you're facing in Weaverville, the very, very close proximity to Asheville?
Well, I'll tell you, I often hear from our local citizens that they all love Asheville, but they don't want Weaverville to become Asheville. How do we maintain our small town atmosphere, even though we are so close to the city? So that is certainly a concern that a lot of people have. You know, and I am pleased that we're able to work more collaboratively with other local governments. For example, we just worked out an arrangement with the county on 911 services, which Asheville also has recently adopted. Just last week, I believe. So I think there's opportunity to work more collaboratively with our other municipal and county governments. The county is just initiating a comprehensive land use management plan, which is a very important task with how do we, which will help us manage our growth. And that's something that shouldn't be done in silos. That's something that we have said to the county, we want to be involved in that process with them, and they have welcomed that participation. So I think that benefits all of us to make sure that we manage the growth in our county in a way that benefits everyone.
What do you see as local government's role in responding to the pandemic at the stage that we're in right now?
We, like most of the, like all the other municipalities in the county, did join the mask mandate, which I think we all would love to be rid of that. But the reality is, it is at this point, until we reach that metric of 5% positivity rate, we need to keep those keep the mask going. So we've done that. We have required our town staff to either be vaccinated or to be tested twice weekly. And we have posted banners around town encouraging people to get vaccinated. The one way we're really going to get out of this mess is the greater numbers of people to be vaccinated. You know, masks are a Band-Aid and other things we've done to try and battle this pandemic. But the way to be successful at it is to increase the percentage of people who are vaccinated. So that we would strongly encourage everyone to get vaccinated so that we're all safer.
Also, you were executive director of Mountain BizWorks, a group that really works to build a lot of businesses and entrepreneurial spirit within the region. You talked a lot earlier about the things facing Weaverville that have a lot to do with housing and growth. Where does your experience working with Mountain BizWorks and working with businesses and entrepreneurs fit into the future of Weaverville, as a lot of people are looking at living there? But what about the business side of it?
Well, you know, many more people are working from home than ever before, and that's going to, even if we get past this pandemic, that will still be the case. We have people living in Weaver who work for companies all across the country. And so we want to do things we can to encourage and enable entrepreneurs, because that is the best type of business, the most environmentally clean and the most economically successful business for a town to build. So we want to do things that encourage and enable entrepreneurs. So at our meeting just last night, as a matter of fact, we approved a public Wi-Fi system, which will make free Wi-Fi available to students and to entrepreneurs throughout our downtown and community center and parks. And we're looking also at how do we tweak some of our zoning laws to make sure that entrepreneurs are able to operate from their homes wherever they might be.
That's all my questions. Anything else you'd like to add about Weaverville or anything else?
Well, I can tell you that December 10th, we're having our annual candlelight stroll. And you need something to do that's really quaint and sweet and small town atmosphere, come up and see Weaverville then. It's a great thing. Our parade is this coming Saturday, no excuse, next Saturday, the 4th of December. So come check us out. And we have this new community center, which is turned out absolutely beautiful. And if you want to have an event, that is the place to have it, and it's affordable. So contact us.